Now, more Drive Time Sports on KOAL, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM, the play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
We're going to continue our coverage today on the 3A State Championship Softball Tournament. Again, this will pick up tomorrow. First round at home sites. And we've talked to Coach Nunley of the Carbon Dinos. Now we're going to transition over. We're going to talk Emory High School softball. And the Spartans will travel on the road to Grantsville, number 6, going up against number 11 in Providence Hall. And joining us right now to talk about that, we have Coach Sean Bell over the phone right now. Coach, always a pleasure to get you on the show. And I think the best place to start is by really talking about Wednesday when the RPI was finally released and you guys knew where you were going to go. I'm sure it was probably nerve-wracking.
It was. They said it wouldn't be out till a little bit later than 9, so I just kept watching it. Fortunately, it came out just before 9, so I got a heads up on it.
And what was your initial reaction to seeing Emory as number 6? Is that kind of where you anticipated this team being?
I kind of thought after our win over Grand that we might jump up in the RPI, but then we had 2 losses, so I honestly was kind of afraid where we was going to be. I thought maybe we'd even drop a little bit lower than that.
So you were okay with 6 then?
I was, yeah, I was.
The only bad part about being number 6, Coach, is you're in the same pod as Grantsville as number 3. It's not playing Grantsville, but it's having to travel to Grantsville. It's a long drive.
It is. I was more worried about being stuck in the same pod as somebody that's in our same region. So Grantsville is, somebody we haven't seen. Our girls don't have any knowledge of them, so I think we're better off this way.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that. And just talking to Coach Nunley a moment ago, he was saying, we talked about Carbons, they get Richfield in the first round, and then more than likely they're going to get Grand in the second round. So for you to bring that up, just the complete opposite of Carbon, you could avoid a Region 12 opponent for quite some time. In fact, if you get to the state championship game, you could go all the way through the bracket without running into a team from Region 12.
Yeah, and with everybody in our region, we've faced them 2 times. They've seen all of our pitchers. We've seen all their pitchers, so they know what to expect. I don't want to be in that until we get to the state champion.
So, Coach, now that you know where you're going, you guys are prepping for the game tomorrow. When you look at the matchup with Providence Hall, how much research have you actually done on them, and what stands out to you?
I've kind of did a little bit on Providence Hall. I think they don't have the good pitching that we face, so I'm a little bit nervous. We tend to start a little bit slow on somebody that's not as good as a pitcher. So I think our girls are focused and ready, though.
The 3A state tournament, with it being a true double elimination format, you can afford one slip up and still work your way back. But, Coach, once you drop into that loser's bracket, it's a really, really long route all the way back to the state championship, which I know puts a lot of emphasis on this game tomorrow against Providence Hall. And to be honest, it puts a lot of emphasis on that second round game. I think if you can record wins in your first 2 games, you can afford a loss at some point in time. It's a lot easier to bounce back.
Oh, for sure. If you lose one of them first 2 games, you drop in the loser's bracket. You got a long way to come back, a lot of games.
What's the biggest hurdle, Coach, if you have to go that route, and I'm asking this more from a depth standpoint, if you have to go that route, what's an aspect of this team that you look at and say, okay, we could recover because we have this? Does that question make sense?
Yes. So I think we're pretty fortunate because we have 3 good pitchers. We have Maddie Childs, we have Cambry Jensen, and we have Kasia Johnson. So I think for pitching-wise, we're okay that way, but it just takes a toll on the girls being outside and long days, and it's hard. It's hard to come back from that.
Coach, what was the mindset like this week? I mean, you guys had a very, very long time without playing a game, and now you got to jump in the most important game of the season tomorrow. So what was it like this week at practice for your group?
Monday we played Gunnison. We went over to Gunnison, so we had a game on Monday. Wednesday, we had a party. So we had a party, and then we went and played the coaches against the team, so we kind of had a relaxed day, and then yesterday we hit it heavy. So we kind of took a little bit of time off to maybe get the girls to refocus and get group back up and ready to go. I think it worked, so I think we're ready.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Sean Bell of the Emory Lady Spartans softball team. Tomorrow, traveling on the road to take on Providence Hall. A win there, and that means at Emory's weekend, it's finished. They can sit back and watch some softball. A loss would put them in an elimination game later on in the afternoon against the loser of Grantsville and San Juan. Coach, just looking at the way state tournament play has been for you since you've been the head coach, do you put a bigger emphasis on offense or defense?
I think it goes year to year. Depending on which group of girls you have this year, I think our offense is what's going to take us there. So I'm hoping that our defense steps up a little bit, but our offense is what's going to get us there, I think.
Coach, just looking at the way Region 12 is represented in the state tournament, and again, knowing that Carbon was a 4 seed, Grand is a 5 seed, these are teams that you guys battled with, do you feel that the competition in Region 12 has properly prepared you guys for the likes of a Grantsville or a South Summit or a North St. Pete?
You know, I've talked to some of the other coaches in different regions, and every one of them, they envy us because we have so much talent in our region. So I think we're really prepared for it. I think our pitching, and we face really good pitching, and I think we're kind of even more fortunate. We've seen every team in the top except for Grantsville, so I think we're really ready to go.
Where's the biggest improvement that you've seen in your squad, Coach, now that we're going into the state tournament throughout the entire season, an aspect where you say, okay, this is where we have our advantage?
You know, I think our pitching and our defense has actually really stepped up in the last little bit. We kind of had a little setback with Duchesne, and I can't take nothing away from Duchesne and Gunnison because they're 2A, but they're a solid team, and I think we come in a little bit relaxed in them two games, and I'm hoping that got the girls refocused and we're ready to play now instead of just saying, oh, it's 2A team. So I think we're more focused and ready to go.
Well, Coach, as you guys prepare to head up to Grantsville tomorrow, what is the plan? Do you guys go up tonight? Do you travel tomorrow? How does that look for the girls?
We have game time at 1:15 tomorrow, so we'll just leave tomorrow and go up in the morning.
Well, Coach, it's going to be a very fun weekend. I'm sure a very stressful weekend as well. Get a win, and hopefully next week we're talking about a matchup with either Grantsville or San Juan and a chance to move into that quarterfinal matchup.
Hey, thank you, Jordan. Appreciate everything you do for us.
Well, it's definitely my pleasure, Coach. Thank you for always making time for us. That's Coach Sean Bell again of the Emory Lady Spartans. Tomorrow they go toe-to-toe with Providence Hall. So now we've previewed everything going down in the softball world tomorrow. Keep our fingers crossed for a Carbon and Emory win. Let's pause for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up. We got a big basketball game tonight. The Utah Jazz taking on the Denver Nuggets. Big for both teams. We'll talk all things NBA right after this.